Well, as you all know by now, the NAM summit is taking place here in the heart of Tehran. Today is the ministerial meeting taking place as Iran was officially handed over the presidency of the movement. Joining us now is Saman Kujuri to tell us a bit more about what took place today.
Well, Fatima, as I, in my last live contact, I told you, well, the session, the opening ceremony of the foreign ministerial meeting has already ended, and it's break time. Now I got the chance to have a guest, Excellency here, Excellency Mr. Marty Natalegawa, the foreign minister of the Republic of Indonesia. Thank you very much for talking to us. Could you please tell us about the NAM summit, actually, and the goals and principles behind it, and how much successful do you think the 16th summit of the non-aligned movements will be?
Well, we certainly have a huge challenge in front of us. As we are aware, the international conditions are full of difficulties, whether it be in the international peace and security, whether it be development issues. So we have a number of issues that the NAM must continue to contribute towards. But at the same time, there's plenty of opportunities as well. The non-aligned movement bring together countries that are emerging, that are becoming stronger, and thus we have many potentials that we can develop between NAM countries.
Well, certain powers like the United States tried very hard to pressure member states or certain countries in order to prevent the success of the summit. Do you think this has been successful? Or
I'm not sure about the characterization that you have presented. But I think on the whole, the international community wishes for NAM to succeed. And because a successful NAM, a NAM that is able to contribute to international peace and security and development, is a NAM that is also enhancing global conditions. So it's not an either-or zero-sum relations. And I think on the whole, the international community wishes to see the success of this summit.
How about Iran? Iran is a longtime member state of the non-aligned movement. Now, hosting such an international conference at such a high-ranking level, well, it signifies that Iran is not isolated, as certain powers are trying to propagate.
Well, Iran has made considerable contribution to various multilateral issues at the United Nations, at the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, and of course within NAM. It is what it is. But much of the hard work is ahead of us, organizing an event and then subsequently leading it and chairing it for the next 3 years requires all of us to work closely together in partnership and in concert, the chair and the members of NAM.
Do you think member states can come up with an economic alliance?
Well, as I said before, among NAM members, there's plenty of potentials. Our economies are getting stronger. There's plenty of potentials and opportunities to establish links and cooperation and collaboration in a constructive way, in a way that is problem-solving, prosperity-inducing, and promoting the idea of equitable development as well.
Well, thank you, Mr. Minister. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you
very much.